Today, we are going to talk about being a good listener and also sort of being the therapist friend. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Growing Pains podcast. I'm your host, Allison LaRue, the Allison LaRue, if we're being real, on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. How are you? It's been so long, and I'm sorry. I am sorry. Oh, it's not been that long. I was really prepared to get on here and be like, I moved to Raleigh. Y'all know that. You know that. I'd say it's been about a month, but it feels like it's been, like, I'm not kidding. It feels like it's been a year since I recorded a podcast. I did move, but I am still in Raleigh. Can you believe that? If you've been listening or following me or whatever for a while now, you know I bop around a lot. This is genuinely the first time that I've gotten a different lease in the same city. But to be fair, my first lease was just a sublease, and it was only from May 9th to July 31st. So I decided to stay in Raleigh. I got a year-long lease. I'm getting settled into my place. So if you're on the video version, which if you're not, go subscribe to my YouTube, the Allison LaRue. Everything is linked in the description. This is my new backdrop for the time being. Isn't it so cozy? I'm so excited. I'm not going to give you much of a life update because if you want a life update, go to my YouTube. I am recording. I am making so much content on YouTube. It's kind of bizarre. That's sort of where I've been when I haven't been podcasting. I've been working through some things of my own in terms of mental health and just personal things. To be fair, I share a lot of them. So I've been doing weekly vlogs over on my YouTube, and they've been really lighting me up. So that's where I've been. So if you want to know what I've been up to, go over to the YouTube, not only to watch the video version of this, but also to get a lot of content. My goal, this is not set in stone, is to post 3 times a week. So I want to do Mondays are always going to be the weekly vlog. I am obsessed with vlogging. I love doing them. They're at minimum 30 minutes. Most of them are over an hour, if I'm being completely honest. They are so fun. That's sort of what I've been missing. I love podcasting, but when I first started this podcast, it was really just me shooting the shit with you guys and talking shit and talking about my life and all of that, and eventually it evolved into this beautiful, like, more informative educational space where I share the things that I'm learning and I've learned. But I missed just the feeling of, like, sleepover style chats where I would talk with you guys, and that's the vlogs. I talk about my first dates. We bake together. I take you thrifting with me. You come to cafes to work with me. I talk to you about my relationship with food and my body image and working out and my relationship with all of that. And we talk about everything. Truly, I had to have a conversation with myself today of like, hey girl, maybe you don't have to say so much, but I really just feel like I'm talking to my best friends and I'm such an open book over there. So that's the weekly vlogs, and those are on Mondays. The podcasts, I'm going to aim to get those up on Wednesdays. I'm not going to say it's going to be out every week. With everything, I want to provide quality, but especially with these podcasts where it feels more so like advice-based. It's not as simple as me just like turning on my camera and talking about what I'm going through. I put a lot of thought into these episodes, and I don't want to be giving you guys shit advice. So I'm going to take breaks when I need to. It's not going to be weekly if it doesn't need to be, or if I don't feel like I have something of substance to say. I'm not just going to post to post, but those will be coming on Wednesdays. But don't count on it being every Wednesday. So yeah, that's Wednesdays. And then on Fridays, it's just like a fun sit-down video. I guess it's not always going to be a sit down, but it's not a vlog. So, for example, last week it was what I read in July. This week, I think I'm going to do a decorate my Kindle with me and a little Q&A. I want to redo my coffee. I want to make like a coffee bar area in my apartment. I want to do scrapbooking with you guys, just like a bunch of fun things. So, go check out the YouTube. So much of my energy is over there right now. I've always wanted my long form content to be my end goal, and I'm really putting a lot of intention behind that. Because here's the thing, if I don't, who will? I'm not going to miraculously become a YouTuber if I don't start creating YouTube videos. So I'm putting a lot of intention over there. Please, please go subscribe, like, and comment my videos. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, please comment. It really does help a lot. Also, just subscribe. I think about 70% of my viewers on YouTube aren't subscribed. So please, for me, subscribe. I work really hard for these videos and these episodes for you guys. It would mean the world to me. And turn on the post notification bell so you get notified when I upload, because a lot of the times you won't know. That's sort of the little housekeeping bits and bobs. Today, we are going to talk about being a good listener and also sort of being the therapist friend. Being a good listener is something I've wanted to be my entire life, but I sort of just convinced myself that was not something I was able to be for a lot of reasons. For a while, I didn't know why, but like, I never felt like I was a good listener, and it was one of those things that I was always really insecure about. Like, I would leave conversations with friends being like, damn, I was really annoying. I talked too much. I talked about myself too much. I hope they didn't feel like I was trying to make it about me. I was the type of person that when, like, someone would share something with me, I would either A, just start giving advice, or I would B, relate it back to a situation that I went through. And neither of those things had bad intentions. I thought when I was giving advice, I was helping them. I thought I was giving them sometimes the hard truth or telling them what they needed to hear. Or if I was relating it back to a situation with me, I thought that was me showing them that I was listening and that I could relate and that I could understand them and that they weren't alone in that. While I had really good intentions, I never left those interactions feeling good. And I did not know what to do about it. And then once I started to learn about ADHD, I learned that these things came with ADHD. So for a while there, I started to write it off as an excuse of like, oh, I just can't be a good listener because I have ADHD. And I did a lot of making excuses for my like straight up poor behaviors because of my ADHD. Whereas what I really needed to do and what I'm so glad I was able to do was recognize that like this is a pattern that I have likely because of my ADHD, but that doesn't mean I need to write it off as an excuse. This is more so a way to understand myself, and now I can use this and take this knowledge to work with myself and figure out, okay, I know that I do this because of my ADHD, but that doesn't mean I have to continue to perpetuate this behavior that doesn't make me feel good or doesn't make me feel like I'm being a good friend or being a good listener or being a good whatever. Rather than taking that knowledge of like, okay, I'm not a good listener because I have ADHD, that's my excuse, I'm just going to continue to not be a good listener. It took me a while to get to that point, by the way. I then looked at it of like, wait, I can actually take this knowledge of my ADHD makes me less likely to be an engaged listener. Because the thing with ADHD is you'll sort of get stuck in these cycles of like putting too much focus on your listening, where you are thinking, well, you're listening initially, right? And then you start to think of like a response that you had, but then you're like, fuck, I need to say my response or else I'm going to forget it. And then you're trying to remember what you want to say to them while trying to pay attention to what they're saying. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm going to forget what I have to say. So I have to interrupt them, because if I don't, then I'm going to forget what I'm saying. So then you interrupt them. ADHD makes you very prone to interrupting people, at least in my experience and through the research that I've done. The other way that that could go is, okay, I need to listen to what this person is saying. And then you get so caught up in your head about needing to listen to what this person is saying that you end up not listening to them at all. Or you are just listening to form a response. Or you are listening and you just are relating back to what, like, relating what they're saying back to experiences you had, because that's how your brain works. All of these different things. And objectively, those things are not being a good listener, right? So I sort of took all that knowledge and was like, okay, this is something I'm going to work on. Because just because you're experiencing something due to your ADHD, it does not mean you have to just accept it. You are able to work on a lot of these things. And becoming a better listener is something that you're able to work on. Granted, it's likely not going to be as easy to become a good listener as it is for a neurotypical person, but you're capable of becoming a better listener and having this knowledge that, okay, my ADHD causes this, this, and this. My brain works this way because of my ADHD. Let me implement this. Helps a ton. The way I started becoming a better listener with like knowing this about my ADHD, I just started telling people. You know, I would enter conversations and be like, hey, I'm really working on becoming a better listener. this is something that I've noticed I've done in the past. So if I do that to you, please feel free to like point it out to me, but also know that it is not intentional and it is something that I'm working on. I promise you the people in your life will appreciate that so much. And also it will be such a like breath of fresh air and such a weight off of your shoulders because you put it out there of like, this is something that I'm working on. I wouldn't leave every conversation feeling such a weight on my chest because I would always leave conversations being like, God, I hope I didn't make them feel bad. There's nothing worse than having a conversation with someone and feeling like they weren't listening to you. That's my least favorite thing in the world. And I never wanted to make people feel that way, but I would leave conversations thinking I wasn't being a good listener. And it was just like this cycle that I felt like I was stuck in because I wanted to be a better listener, but I didn't know how. If you don't know how to be a good listener, no one's out there teaching you how to be a good listener, right? There's no classes on this. We aren't taught in school how to be an active good listener besides giving people eye contact and nodding that you're listening. Like, girl, that's not how you actually listen. So in today's episode, I'm going to tell you some tips on how to be a better listener. Also, before I get into that, that was a bit of a note on ADHD. The whole episode is not going to be about ADHD. I just wanted to touch on that because my ADHD did affect the type of listener that I was for quite some time. I also was always known as the therapist friend for many reasons. I wanted to be a therapist. I give great advice. I mean, hell, I have a damn podcast giving advice to people. But something that I realized is that a lot of the time, being the therapist friend is rooted in people pleasing. And a lot of the time, being the hard truth friend or the friend that people come to when they want to just like hear it how it is and you tell them how it is even if they don't want to hear it, that a lot of the time can be rooted in emotional unavailability or people pleasing X, Y, and Z, and we will get into it. So number one, being the therapist friend can be rooted in people pleasing because you're trying to fix people's problems for them. People come to you knowing that you're going to give advice, but like, that had to start somewhere. You had to start by giving advice a lot. I used to give advice a lot to people because I grew up fixing everyone's problems for them. I was a chronic people pleaser. I have a whole episode on people pleasing. You should go listen to it. But wanting to fix people's problems for them all the time is people pleasing. Something that I've been really learning is like, just let people be. You don't have to fix problems for everyone. Just simply listening to them talk about their problems a lot of the time is enough, but we'll get into that. The other side of that coin is always telling people the hard truth can be rooted in emotional unavailability because, yeah, sometimes people do need to be just like put in place and just they need to hear something sometimes, but not all the time. And I was that person where it was like, you come to me and you're just going to get like, I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel all the time. Hey, that's not necessary. You don't always have to say everything. In fact, sometimes you can be quiet. And that's something that I learned is like, I don't always have to insert my opinion. I don't always have to tell you what I would do in this situation because it's not about me. Sometimes all you need to do is hold space for people. And that's my first tip when learning how to listen is like learning how to hold space. At the end of the day, being a good listener is simply just knowing how to hold space for people and their emotions and their thoughts and what they are going through. What is holding space? It is essentially just creating a space where people can bring whatever they need to bring to the table. And you don't place your outside views or your thoughts or your beliefs or what you would do onto it, right? You simply just let people be and allow them to get whatever they need, right? So that's the next step. When people come to you, this is one of the very first things I started implementing when I was learning how to listen. I would ask people what they needed from me. So if a friend would come to me, Allison, I need to talk, or like, if they started to vent or if they like anything of the sorts where, you know, listening was involved, I would start asking people when they would come to me, what do you need from me? Do you want my advice? Do you want to know what I would do? Do you just want to vent? What do you need here? What would make you feel the most listened to, the most seen, the most supported? What would make you feel the most seen? And also know that you are allowed to like say, I am not in the space to listen to this right now. So many times I would take on everybody else's emotions and let everyone vent to me and give all this advice when I desperately needed it myself, but I didn't know how to say no, and I thought I wasn't allowed to say no. You aren't the therapist. Despite being the therapist's friend or whatever, even if you weren't the therapist's friend in the past, this might be a hot take, but like, your friends are not your therapist. Your friends are not obligated to or required to constantly listen to your shit. Because they have their own shit, and it is exhausting to always hear about people's shit. Yes, it is great when your friends can, like, yes, it is great when you can, you know, when your friends hold space for you. But they are allowed to say no. People are allowed to have boundaries, and they don't always have to do that, right? Now, there's a difference between being a dickhead and your friend just straight up being like, I don't want to hear it. And your friend being like, hey, I'm going through a lot right now. I'm really not in the space to, like, have this conversation. I really wish you the best. I am here for you. If you want to come over and just chill and we can sort of get our minds off of it together, that would be awesome. But I am not in the space to take on any other emotional weight than what I already am. You're allowed to do that. And your friends are also allowed to do that. You are not your friend's therapist, and your friends aren't your therapist. Okay? I would encourage you, if you are really constantly feeling the need to, like, vent to your friends or just, like, get advice from your friend or whatever, consider getting a therapist, right? Because your friends aren't your therapist and you aren't your friend's therapist. And I know it's easier said than done. Consider getting a therapist. Like, it's not accessible to everybody, but please don't expect people in your life to take on your problems. Make sure your friendships are more than just you dumping onto people. Whether it be you dumping your unsolicited advice onto people or you dumping your trauma and your baggage and just your complaints and everything. Neither are fair. And neither, like, that's not what friendships are for. Lean on your friends and allow your friends to lean on you, but don't have that be the basis of your friendship. So start asking people what they need from you. And after that, recognize that just because you have something to say doesn't mean you have to say it. That was hard for me. I used to always speak my mind. If I had something to say, you would know it because I said it. That's not necessary. It's not necessary. Sometimes it doesn't matter what you would do in that situation. Sometimes it doesn't matter what you think about some situation. Sometimes people just need to get shit off of their chest. Be a safe person for people to come to, especially the people close to you. And stop with the unsolicited advice. You have to start asking people if they want your advice. Because, I mean, think about it. There's nothing worse when people are just, like, telling you what you should do. What really, like, clicked this for me is when I never really opened up about my problems much. So I never really got unsolicited advice from people because no one ever knew what I was going through. But the couple of times that I did open up and people did give me advice, I was like, shut the hell up. I don't want to know what you would do. I don't care what you think about this situation. I just needed to get this off my chest. And that was when I was like, damn, I've been doing this to other people this whole time. And I will say, this is going to suck to take accountability for. It's going to suck to it. Like, it's really a shitty feeling to recognize you've been a bad listener. And you've been giving unsolicited advice. And you've been potentially making people feel shitty. It sucks. But all you can do is, like, change that and turn it around. It's going to take a lot of accountability and take a lot of responsibility. But you got it. Like, now that you know, you know. So let's do something about it. And just start by talking to people in your life about it and apologizing and being like, damn, I think I've been, like, not a very good listener, and I'm really sorry about that. And also, like, the people in my life that I did this with, they all were like, oh my god, it's fine, because they also had ADHD. So it was sort of like a learning experience together, but it's still important to do so. So I already said, stop trying to solve their problems. Another part of holding space for people and holding space for people's feelings is, like, you stop trying to make them feel better. Just let them feel what they need to feel. Stop trying to solve their problems. Just allow them to feel. You don't need to make them feel better. You don't need to give them some world-changing advice. You don't, like, it doesn't need to be anything but them just simply feeling. It is so impactful to allow people to have a safe space with you where they can just be whatever they need to be and they can get out of this interaction whatever they need to get out, right? I want people to know that they can come to me just to sit on my couch and cry if they need to. And I'm just going to sit here with them, you know? And I'll make you a cup of tea if you want. And if you want me to put on a movie, I'll do that too. And if you want me to tell you, you know, some words of encouragement, I'll do that too. And if you want to know what I would do, I'll do that too. And if you want to just sit in complete silence, we can do that too. You know, allow people to get whatever they need out of this and just hold space for them and just allow them to feel their feelings. I feel like it's almost invalidating when you're trying to like constantly make people feel better. It's just like, no, this sucks. And it does suck. And sometimes that's what people need to hear as well. Like, I'm really sorry you're going through this. That sucks. You deserve better. How can I be there for you right now? You know, you're allowed to feel this. Let it out. I'm here for you. Another thing that I had to learn is, well, number one, really accept and love people for who and where they are right now. This is something that I'm continuously working through with family and friends and whatever, is that what you think is best for people might actually not be what's best for them. And in the same breath, like, I mean, think about past you. What I thought was best for me in the past, oh my God, if I would have got that, like the things I thought I wanted, the things I thought that was best for me, if I would have actually gotten that, dear God, bless America, thank God I didn't. So if we don't even know half the time what we actually need, how are we ever expected to know what other people need and what's best for other people? We don't. We think we know what's best for them, but like that may actually not be what's best for them. So just let people be. That's why it's important to like only give advice when it's asked for, because otherwise you're just sort of placing your viewpoint onto them, your bias onto them. Nobody is unbiased. There's no such thing as being completely unbiased. We all have biases based on our own experiences and our own viewpoints. So like, if you are giving advice to people, or if you're telling someone something because you have their best interests in mind, your idea of what someone's best interest is might not actually be their best interest. So keep that in mind. And that's another reason why it's so important to just like ask people what they need and then give it to them. Even if like you think someone really needs advice, if they say they don't want advice and they just need to feel, shut the hell up and just let them feel. Unless someone is like being very harmful to themselves or to others, then it's like, you're not going to want to hear this, but like I'm concerned for your well-being and the well-being of other people involved. Then sometimes like you need to step in and get involved. But generally, if people don't want advice, don't fucking give it to them. You don't always know what's best for people, and I would argue a lot of the times you don't. There is a time and place for tough love. Here's an example. Your friend keeps going back to her ex, who continuously cheats on her, and it's like the fifth time that she's taken him back, and surprise, he cheated on her again. She's inconsolable. She's upset. She's got snot dripping down her chin. She is sobbing, hysterical, almost dry heaving. You want to be like, I told you so. Get yourself together. You're done with this man. He's going to keep doing this to you. You want to say these things, right? This is not the time nor the place for tough love. When your friend is sitting here crying over her ex, who she did take back, she did this to herself. Like, girl, you did it to yourself. Past me would have been like, I don't know what to tell you. You did this to yourself. You knew he was going to do this. You can't be upset at anyone but yourself. All of those things are true. Not appropriate to say in that moment, right? In that moment, it's just like, I'm sorry this happened to you. Like, let me give you a hug. Whatever, like, what do you need from me right now? Let's watch a movie, you know? And then maybe the next day or the day after that, when she's calmed herself down a bit, then it's time to sit down for a talk and be like, hey, let's talk about this. Can I give you some advice? Listen to understand, not to respond. I feel like another thing I want to say quickly is I've become so much of a better listener since casually dating, because you're just talking to a lot of people and you're learning to listen to a lot of people, and it's really fun to just have random conversations with people. You learn how to become a good listener. But listen to understand, not to respond. You do not have to say the most groundbreaking shit in every conversation. I think so many people are so self-centered that they always want to have the most impactful words that they never end up actually listening to what people are saying in conversations. So then their words end up having no impact. You will say the most impactful things when you genuinely listen to what people are saying and just respond off of that, right? A lot of the times, the most impactful things you can say to people are questions about what they've already told you. It's just genuinely wanting to know more. that's how you're going to make people feel the most special and the most listened to, and they'll walk away like, damn, I remember that conversation. I wanted to be like significant so badly that I would just listen to people. But while I was listening, I would pick something out, think of my response in their head, and try to formulate, while they were still talking, the most groundbreaking response ever. It was never that groundbreaking. Sure, I said some good things here and there, but I don't think I ever left people like really like, wow, you know? Listen to, understand people where they're at and like genuinely understand them and come from it with like, I want to know more about this person. I've been testing this out so much on dates because I want to become a better listener. Obviously with my friends as well, where I'll listen and rather than responding with something I used to would have, I just respond with a question. And I ask a lot of questions. For example, if I'm on a date with someone and they talk to me about how they grew up religious, a lot of times past me would have been like, oh my God, I grew up Christian, and, you know, talk about this, that, the third. Now I just go, and how was that experience for you? Damn, how did that make you feel? What was that like for you? What stood out the most to you about that? What do you remember the most about that? What did you learn from that? How's your relationship with this person now? How did this affect this? You know? I have noticed on my past couple of dates that there's always a moment when this person, like when I ask a question, or it's usually actually always when I ask a question, and this has only ever happened in conversations since I've started genuinely listening to people and responding based off of like wanting to know more about them and not responding to try to say some groundbreaking shit, where you can see it hit them of like, damn, this person is really listening to me. I've never been asked this before. And it is almost sad because you realize like people aren't listen, like there's not many good listeners in the world, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn and say I'm a great listener. I have a long way to go. But it's just sad of like, this person has never been asked this question, and it's not that crazy of a question. And I can't remember any of them to give an example. Well, I remember one with a date that I went on with this guy. He did bodybuilding. He was like, I gained like 25 pounds right after my competition. And I was like, how was that on your mental health? And I could just see him sort of pause. And he was like, no one's ever asked me that before. And just like, it's so sad to see people realize like, damn, I've never been listened to before. Because I've had that moment as well where it's like, damn, no one's ever really listened to me. I realized that in therapy a while ago. And that's part of the reasons why I wanted to become a good listener, because I was like, I've never been listened to. I've never been understood. There's a difference between hearing someone and understanding someone. There's a difference between hearing someone and actually listening to someone. Do your best to really listen to people and understand them. And then beyond that, take what they said into consideration and then form your response. You know, don't listen to respond. Wrapping this all up, being a better listener, hold space for people. Hold space for their feelings. Let them be whatever they need to be. Don't always try to fix other people's problems. Ask people what they need from you. If they need advice, if they need some tough love, if they need a little reality call, if they need you to just sit with them, if they need you to be a distraction, you know, if whatever they need. Ask them what they need from you and then give it to them, even if you don't think that's necessarily what's best for them. Recognize the time and place for tough love and advice and all of that. Don't try to fix their problems. Get to the bottom of why you try to fix other people's problems. Why you have always been the therapist friend. Why you've always been the tough love friend. Why you aren't a good listener. Have you ever felt like anyone's truly listened to you? What would it feel like for someone to listen to you? You know what I mean? Like, what would it take for you to sit down and be like, damn, that person really listened, and start giving that to people, you know? Listen to understand, not to respond, and ask a lot of questions. How to ask good questions? Just simply listen to them. I was like always wondering, how do I ask good questions? It comes very naturally, and I can't sit here and tell you how to ask good questions because it's so case-to-case basis based off of the conversations that you're having with people, you know? But it's always just like, why did that happen? How did that make you feel? A lot of that. How did that make you feel? How did that affect you? How did you feel when this happened? You know, how is this still affecting you to this day? You know what I mean? You'll just like feel into it and practice. practice on your friends, but also casual dating is so fun because it's just like you're practicing so many different things. I'm learning so much about myself. I'm learning so much about what I want in a partner. I'm learning so much about being a good listener. I am just learning so much about how to have good conversations and like grow. It's really freaking cool. But anyways, that's going to be all for today's episode. If you want an episode on dating, I've been doing a lot of dating recently. Well, not a lot. A lot for me, truthfully. I've been on 3 dates since I've lived in Raleigh. That's pretty cool. Anywho, that's going to be it for today's episode. If you liked it, please give it a thumbs up if you're on YouTube. Or if you're on Spotify or Apple, leave a 5-star review, please and thank you. Go subscribe to my YouTube, turn on post notifications, follow my Instagram, follow my TikTok. And with that being said, I love you. You've got it. You're going to be a good listener. Hold space for people just as you would want them to hold space and listen to you. And you know what I'm about to say. You deserve healthy love. Bye, sweethearts.